It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is in Switzerland, this we know. And we will say, hello, Mirella.
Hi, Jill. Yes, from a snowy place in Zurich today, but with news from Italy. I thought that this is a very interesting development, since we spoke in the past a lot about Italy and their struggle with political parties. And just at the beginning of the pandemic a year ago, Italy finding some balance with a new Italian prime minister, Giuseppe Conte, who, according international standards, has been a very active, a very proactive and very thoughtful prime minister. But as we know, in Italy, there is this tendency to basically stop a government in order to form a new one. They have had plenty since last World War II. And this one is, in that sense, in a very Italian tradition. Prime Minister Conte lost his majority and, as an independent, has decided to resign in order to possibly build a new coalition. Why did that happen? Because a small party that was part of the coalition, called Italia Viva, led by Matteo Renzi, decided to leave the coalition. One would wonder if, of course, it's the best time to put the government into a crisis, but that's what he decided to do. Because he had some criticism on what Prime Minister Conte was doing in Italy. To give a few examples, he didn't like the fact that Conte took decision about the pandemic with task forces that were not elected people, but I mean, to just put that in context, our task force in Switzerland or the task force in Germany are simply made of different people, mostly scientists. And this is a pandemic, and I don't really see how those people could be elected. But for him, it was a problem. Also, he did not like how Prime Minister Conte was going to use the funds from the European Union to basically help the Italians to overcome the crisis. So also here a financial problem concerning the budget of these new funds. And maybe also some kind of personal reason for which he did not like Prime Minister Conte. That being said, he left the coalition. Therefore, Prime Minister Conte lost his majority at the Senate, which he definitely need in order to act in a positive way, and not being basically blocked because of not having the majority. So today he resigned and went, as it is custom, to with his resignation to President Mattarella. And it will be now the decision of the President Mattarella to agree or not on the building of a new coalition, which would be, of course, the best way to overcome now all the difficulties linked to the pandemic, because otherwise there would be no other choice than having a new elections that would be 2 years in advance. Not only it's a long time before the date of the election, but it is also at a very delicate moment, and that is also why Prime Minister Conte, or I would say now former Prime Minister Conte, is getting a lot of support from other parties. Like, for example, the Cinque Stelle, who already gave him the feeling that he could get a coalition with them, but this is not enough. He would need also the Democratic Party. He would need also some other parties to help him out. So in the next few days, there will be most probably a lot of talks, a lot of conversation, and one will have to see if the coalition is good enough, is strong enough. President Mattarella already said that he would only accept a coalition that has really strong success chances, and for that former Prime Minister Conte definitely need some heavyweight to support him. It's also noteworthy that some new elections right now would potentially give way to the extreme right in Italy, which, according to certain recent polls, is again very, very popular. That could maybe also be a sign that people are very tired of the COVID-19 restrictions, of the COVID-19 rules. Let's not forget that Italy, because of the tragedy they had a year ago and the amount of casualties, had one of the strictest lockdown in all of Europe. Last holiday time, over Christmas, New Year, there was again a lockdown. Regions were separated in red regions and green regions. It was all actually very well organized, but a huge weight on the freedom of Italian people. So again, like in, I think, almost every country in the world, even though people know that those restrictions are the only way to slow down the spread of the virus, especially now considering these new mutations coming from England, Brazil, South Africa. But on the other hand, there is also now almost some form of rejections that is also taking place everywhere. Let's give a very good example with what's happening in Netherlands since a few days, where riots are literally taking place on the street because of all these restrictions. So, to come back to our subject, the reason why the extreme right that is a little bit more relaxed with, let's put it this way, with the COVID-19 restriction is being successful right now could have to do with the general fatigue, and I would go so far and say the this form of depression that is basically forming in most of our countries. That would be, I think, for many politicians, a good reason to stick to former Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte in order to simply avoid new elections that could then take place normally in 2 years again. So these are the news for Italy, and very briefly about the rest of Europe concerning COVID-19. Most countries have begun with vaccination. It's unfortunately not going to with the pace that was initially thought would be possible because of a lack of vaccines, notably with Pfizer vaccines that are not being delivered in the quantities that were promised. But according the new reports, this is going to accelerate, probably already in February. And this is the good news, considering that the bad news remained the fact that the new mutated viruses seem to spread definitely much faster than the previous one. And taking only Switzerland as an example, the task force thought that as of March already, it would be probably this virus, the British one, would be the most dominant one in the new infections. So only one way to improve the situation, it's basically to improve the speed of vaccinating most of the people, or at least all the people that wish to be vaccinated.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.